It's The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. Nearly one-third of all the food that's grown and packaged for human beings worldwide is either lost or wasted. And that's according to the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. And despite all that waste, about 10% of the global population still doesn't have enough to eat. Food waste is also a significant contributor to climate change. 8 to 10% of greenhouse gases in the world are connected to methane emissions created, get this, by rotting food. Here in the United States, 30 to 40% of our food supply is wasted. And that waste is the single largest contributor to American landfills. We asked you if you struggle with food waste and what you do to avoid it.
My name's Brenda. I'm from St. Helens, Oregon, and I hate wasting food. If I see food that is about to turn or needs to be used up, I will plan my dinners around it. The milk is going to turn, I make clam chowder. If the mushrooms are going bad, I make mushroom burgers. I hate wasting food.
Hi, Natalie Woodbury calling from Alamo, California. To reduce food waste, we keep a bin in the freezer, and once full, we tie it up, put it in the green bin alongside our yard clippings, and we're really thrilled that we can do that.
While there are many individual and state-level attempts to reduce food waste, some European countries are trying to address this problem in a big way at the national level, and the United States is lagging behind. Here to talk about why is Meredith Niles, assistant professor in the Nutrition and Food Sciences Department at the University of Vermont. Welcome to the show, Meredith.
Thanks so much for having me.
So we just mentioned the global numbers, but there are certain countries where this is happening more than others. Tell us where those are.
That's right. Well, when we look at food waste globally, what we see is that high-income countries like the United States and European countries actually waste about twice as much food as countries, for example, in sub-Saharan Africa. Interestingly, at the consumer level, it's about 10 times as much waste. So here in the United States and other European countries, we're really wasting a lot more food in our own households at the retail level as compared to on farms, for example.
Why is there so much consumer food waste? I mean, is it just that we're throwing things away because we don't want to finish them? We can't finish them? What's happening here?
I think there's a lot of complex reasons behind this. For example, in the United States, we know, first of all, that food is very cheap. It's affordable. That's great for some reasons, but it could also be contributing to food waste. So we spend about 6% of our household income on food in the United States. By comparison, in Kenya, they spend about 50% of their household income on food. So cheaper food means that it's, you know, very abundant and very affordable. And then we also have some structural issues, I think, in the United States around laws and policies that make it more challenging to understand when food, for example, has really gone bad.
Is that the sell-by date? I mean, I know a lot of us probably make decisions to toss food based on that date, if the milk is about to go bad, like one of our callers mentioned. Is that always accurate? And how does that impact the amount of food that's wasted here?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there's actually no federal standard for what those dates really mean or what they have to look like. So you might look at one food item and see sell by. Another food item might say use by or best by. And there's a lot of terminology out there. And there's no standardized system for what that terminology really needs to mean. And those dates are set by the manufacturer. Typically, those dates are more about quality as opposed to the food truly being rotten or going bad. So here in the United States, there's actually some bipartisan legislation in Congress right now introduced by Representative Pingree from Maine and Representative from Washington State that would actually create a federal standard to standardize those things. And studies have shown that this is really confusing to consumers. You know, we don't know what all those different dates mean. And we often try to, you know, play it safe. We don't want to necessarily eat something that's gone bad. But there's also really no standard way of knowing what has gone bad in the current system.
There also isn't a lot of just general communication on food waste. I mean, some of the numbers we set out at the top of the show were new to me, and I'm sure to many of our listeners. Are there any federal initiatives to reduce the amount of food waste in the United States?
So in 2015 in the United States, the Department of Agriculture and the Environmental Protection Agency came out with a goal to reduce U.S. food waste 50% by 2030. Now, that goal is in line with the United Nations Sustainable Development Goal around food waste, but that's really just at an agency level right now. There's no federal legislation that's trying to achieve this. The agencies are funding research and doing some agency-level efforts, but really we're not seeing strong effort at the federal level. What's different, for example, in the European Union is they have the same goal, also to have food waste by 2030, but they actually passed legislation in 2018 that requires national plans and reporting on the amount of food waste that is happening beginning in 2020. So we are seeing some federal efforts here in the United States, but not as much as what we're seeing happening from the European Union, for example.
You mentioned that food is cheap in this country. And I think, I mean, obviously that depends on who we're talking about. But I think about the sort of big box stores that sell us like massive amounts of food for really cheap prices here. Does that contribute to this as well? Like being able to go to Costco and buy, you know, 25 bananas instead of two?
Well, I think that's, you know, potentially part of the problem. You know, one thing that's happening in the United States that's changed in recent years is we're spending more and more of our food dollars away from the home. We're eating out more. We're getting more takeout. So I think we have to think about this problem in two ways. First of all, we need to think about what we do in our own households and how we might reduce food waste in our own households. But we also need to involve grocery stores and retailers and restaurants in their efforts as well to reduce food waste, because we're actually spending just about as much money on food outside of the home as we are inside the home as well.
There seems to be a disconnect between the amount of food that we waste in the United States and the percentage of Americans who don't have enough to eat. How do we close that gap?
Well, we certainly know that these are dual problems, right? We have food waste, but we also know that about 12% of the population is classified as food insecure here in the United States. And some of the efforts to reduce food waste are directly helping to alleviate that problem. So food donations that major grocery stores and retailers can make to food pantries and food shelves are really helping provide more food for people directly. But I will say that the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, has a hierarchy for food waste. And the first thing that they want to do is let's reduce food waste first. And then second, if we have it, let's provide it for people when it's appropriate and safe.
Are there any initiatives that are happening across the world that you think the U.S. should be would be smart to adopt?
Well, in France, there was a law that passed a few years ago that there actually is no waste allowed to come out of supermarkets anymore. So supermarkets sometimes will throw away perfectly edible food because it doesn't look right. And, you know, you walk into a grocery store and everything looks beautiful. Well, that's not because all of that produce has always looked beautiful. It's because some perfectly edible food has maybe not been put on the shelves. So in France, in fact, that law requires that supermarkets must donate that food, for example. And I think that's a really, really great effort. We also know there's other things happening here in the United States at the state level, which I think we could also look towards. For example, in Vermont, where I live, we do have a universal recycling law that's working on helping provide compost systems for residents, for example, to divert some of their food waste.
So other than buying ugly food, which is something I know we've seen campaigns for here in New York, are there other things that individual consumers can do to make a dent?
There's actually some great technology out there and some really nice apps that are being developed to help people better manage these systems. You know, it's complex, right? We're all rushing to make dinner at the 5:30 hour, and we're not sure what we're going to make, and we're going to the grocery store and buying things quickly. One that I have on my phone is called Kitchen Pal. It actually lets you put in what you have in your fridge right now and gives you recipes. So helping you use up those kinds of things that you've already got in your fridge and making the most of those to try to prevent food waste.
Meredith Niles is an assistant professor at the University of Vermont. Meredith, thanks for joining us.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.